Thanks for having me. I just gotta say, every time somebody comes up and shares, I think, oh man, are they gonna ask me? Like, am I gonna get a text this week? Like, all right, it's your turn. No. I'm really blessed whenever anybody shares, so I'm happy to share today. I brought my phone because I'm gonna read from here so I don't ramble. So my name is John. Our family has been coming to Grace Life for about a year and a half. My wife is Michelle. She's right there. Say hi. We have two kids. Our son Graham is 9. He loves math and sports and is beating everybody in fantasy football right now. And our daughter Ellie is 5. She loves music and she's a bit rambunctious. We're so thankful for this church. I've heard a few people say that this church has been an answer to prayer, and that's true for us too. A couple of years ago, when we knew it was time to look for a new church, we prayed for two things. One, that we'd find a church that preaches the word and truth. And second, that our kids would love it here. And so as you can see, God's clearly answered yes and more. We couldn't be more thankful for his faithfulness and for the relationships we've built here. Just to set things up, I'm going to give a short background on my early life and then focus more on something that I've struggled with for much of my adult life. So I grew up in a Christian home. My family went and still goes to Emmanuel Presbyterian Church over in DeLand. I'm really thankful for my parents who modeled Christ for me growing up. I was saved and baptized when I was young, went to youth group. My dad played guitar on the worship team, so I taught myself guitar and started playing on the team as well. All throughout high school and college, I got more and more involved in worship and tech ministry, playing on Sundays, at youth events, went on mission trips in the summers. Towards the end of college, I started serving every weekend at a larger church, and I loved it. I also love playing music and being around people. I truly found joy in serving. And I know for sure that's what God was calling me to do at the time and calls us all to do in some capacity. At some point along the way, I allowed my attitude and heart to change. I realized that serving made me feel important and validated. If there was a problem, I knew how to fix it. I was the one everyone looked up to, and that felt really good. So I served more and more. I started working part-time in my church doing worship and tech. The more I got involved, the more I felt validated. The more I felt validated, the more that became my identity. Michelle and I started dating at the end of college, got married a few years after graduating, and moved to Chicago. So I got a job downtown doing audio and video production at a large company. But the hours were long, the commute was rough, and Michelle and I hardly saw each other. I didn't have much time for anything other than work, and that wasn't sustainable. So eventually I switched careers and went into an insurance, which was a big answer to prayer. I got a lot of time back. We started getting plugged into a church, and I joined the worship team, and I was really excited. While I never said this at the time, I thought I was going to bless them. Like, oh, I get to serve. I get to be a part of this. They're going to love me. It's going to be awesome. But it didn't go that way. It was a big church with over 10,000 people. And I didn't get asked to serve as much as I wanted. Nobody really knew me. I wasn't the guy anymore. And when I wasn't serving, I really didn't feel like I didn't matter. Like, I even struggled to attend church if I wasn't involved that day. And I got depressed and started resenting my day job because I thought that job was holding me back from doing what I thought I was good at. So I want to pause really quick and say, looking back, I believe God was calling me to focus on my new wife and this new life that we had together. Instead, I wrestled with God and was bitter, trying to run back to what I had received so much validation and identity from. I grew up, I was afraid to grow up and be the husband God was calling me to be. So Michelle encouraged me to talk to a mentor back in Florida, and that helped me process some things. We eventually moved back to Florida, and I stayed in insurance. I even turned down a job offer at my church because I knew at the time it wasn't sustainable for our family. But I still struggled to find my worth in what I did. The tension came out as anger. Little things would set me off. I stub my toe and overreact, spill something while cooking, or punch a hole in the wall, or dent the car, or break somebody's favorite tomato plant. Sorry, honey. But I'm thankful for Michelle. She was understanding, but she didn't excuse it. She made it clear it wasn't okay, that if I didn't address this, our family would start living in fear. Like, I better be careful around Dad today. Not sure if he's going to blow up or anything. So I started praying for contentment and self-control. Despite my struggle at the time, I held on to what was taught to me earlier in my life. My validation identity is not in what I can do, because without Christ, I can't really do anything. Despite my bitterness and frustration, I still never let go of that truth. Over time, I got to a place where I was genuinely content and even excited about my job and where my career was going. I became thankful for a job in a stable industry and I could provide for my family. And I believe this was a turning point in my struggle with contentment and identity in my career. I don't think God would have opened any doors or allowed me to move until I learned that. And then funny enough, a few months later, my church called again and asked if I'd be interested in joining the staff. And after a lot of prayer, I did accept a role at my local church. And it really was my dream job. It could have gone another way, that it wasn't what I hoped for, and God was teaching me a lesson by giving me what I really wanted, and then it wasn't what I had expected. But that's not the case. I loved what I did, but I also knew I had to be careful. There were times when I started to think, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have this job. Like, this is pretty awesome. I don't know if I could ever leave this. So praise God, right? I struggled, I learned, and then I got what I wanted. But that's not how God works. So while I love my job, a few years go by and things are going well, but we notice a pattern. I'd stay late at work, miss dinners, be gone for weekends for church events, and that's all fine. That's what you sign up for in ministry. But the problem was that my wife had to juggle between a full-time job, which, by the way, was much more stressful than what I was doing, and taking care of the kids by herself. There was no balance. She was sacrificing so much for my job, and it would be a different story if I was the sole provider for the family, but it wasn't. In fact, I wasn't making as much as she was, yet she was still working even harder inside and outside her job so I could do this. So we realized that wasn't sustainable. So then I get angry again. Not really, no. I'm thankful to say that God worked in my heart in those past 10 years. So the decision to step away from my dream career, something that I always wanted and prayed for, was easy because I no longer idolized an ideal career or something that validated myself. So after all that, I'm back in my prior insurance career and could not be more thankful for the lessons I've learned along the way, as well as a deeper love and appreciation for how God has worked to make me a better husband and father through this. So there wasn't a big turning point where everything changed. It was over the course of 10 years, but through all the wrestling, the frustration, even the moments I lost my temper, God never left. He was patient, guiding me and protecting me the whole way. I say God protected me because if he would have granted me something I wanted with my cynical and immature attitude, it would have been catastrophic for me and the family. So there's no doubt God was protecting me from the things I couldn't see at the time. Michelle stood by me, supporting and challenged me at the same time. And I continually had a community of believers who, although didn't know specifically what I was going through, what we were struggling with, continued to be with us through those years. I'm thankful for my parents who instilled faith in me at a young age and the environments I grew up in helped equip me during my struggles. So the last thing I want to say while Kyle and Michelle are getting ready to sing is that serving isn't bad. Having a hobby like music or sports isn't bad. But I can never love my family the way I do now or be truly content to serve those around me if I'm not first loving and pursuing God above everything else. Thank you.